P-minus 40. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. The approaching SUV slowed to a crawl around three houses away, giving Godfrey a few moments to think. It then slipped off silently into the night, revealing the second figure who had stepped out at the opposite side. To no one's surprise, he looked as friendly and official, not, as the first. No perimeter force field, Godfrey decided. Let's see what they do. Let's see exactly where they go and exactly what they do. They might try to plant bugs. They might split up. They might try to sneak in through the back. Whatever they do, if we stay out of the way until the last minute, then our cameras will catch them in the act. That footage could be important, so we don't want to intervene too soon. Leisha looked away from the screen and gazed slightly uncertainly at Godfrey. At whatever point they look like doing something we want to stop, you can step in with your telekinesis, can't you? The ICA chairman suggested. And if they do split up, we can watch a split view on the screen to track them both at once. Seriously, Leisha, this is what Emma would do if she was here. Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake, remember? This is a mistake, but if we wanted to hurt them, then we have to let them make it. With the blacked-out SUV now out of sight, having quietly sped off down the low-traffic residential street, its two dropped-off passengers strode purposefully towards the house. Despite the presence at his side of an alien capable of truly remarkable feats of telekinetic power, Godfrey couldn't help but feel his heart rate quicken while the flight side of his innate fight-or-flight mechanism began to kick in, due to the relentless approach of two men who would each quite clearly be capable of tearing him limb from limb were the mood to strike them and the opportunity to present itself. Psychologically speaking, his reaction, which included two steps backwards until Leisha encouraged him to stand firm so they could both watch the screen, wasn't a million miles from that of an individual watching a captive tiger angrily pawing at the thick glass which separated man from beast. Leisha was Godfrey's glass for the purposes of this metaphor, and as protective glass went, he was bulletproof and double thick. This consideration didn't fully assuage the self-preserving fear of what if, however, and it felt like no small feat for Godfrey to stand in place and hold his nerve. I promise I will keep you safe, Leisha stated very plainly, sensing Godfrey's unease and seeking to eliminate it as far as he could. You know that a promise I make is a promise I keep, but particularly now that you have suggested allowing them to make their intentions clear, free from intervention, my ability to keep that promise might be dependent on your timely advice as to when, in your own words, they look like doing something we want to stop. If I were alone, they would be kept at bay at the property line for doing something I want to stop, trying to encroach. I hear your logic, but I also need to hear your continued evaluation of when enough is enough. I'll let you know, Godfrey silently insisted as the two men crossed the property line, no force field in their way, and stepped towards the front door side by side while scanning their peripherals for potential witnesses. As one man rang the doorbell and the tablet's screen changed to show a close-up image of both of them taken by a tiny camera inset in the door itself, Godfrey advised Leisha to persist in holding off from doing anything. But then, in an instant, the stakes rose and the game changed. While waiting for someone to answer the door, one man stepped ever so slightly behind the other and reached into an internal pocket within his jacket. Gun, Godfrey said. Instinctively, he said this out loud. His voice echoed in the otherwise silent house, easily reaching the nearby door. As quickly as the man's hand had entered the pocket, it returned to his side. At the same moment, an extremely shifty look crossed his face as well as that of his colleague, and both backed away. Freeze them, Godfrey demanded. Leisha didn't have to be told twice. And now? Get rid of them, the ICA chairman added, silently and calmly as though placing an order for food rather than two deaths. Leisha turned to meet Godfrey's incensed eyes. Hesitant, the alien said nothing. Leisha, kill them.